Well, it's opening day in the nation's capital, a new session of Congress, the 114th Congress, in which Republicans now hold majorities in both the House and the Senate. 71 new members were sworn in today. Among them, Massachusetts Democrat Seth Moulton, who beat incumbent Congressman John Tierney in the primary this past fall and went on to win in the general election and now represents Massachusetts' 6th District north of Boston. We spoke with Congressman Moulton earlier about the challenges ahead and about what it means to take the oath of office today.
Well, I took the same oath when I was commissioned as a Marine Corps officer to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I think that that sense of humbling responsibility is somewhat similar to what I feel today.
Give me a sense of a couple of your top priorities that you'd like to start working on right away now that you're a congressman.
Well, the number one issue for the district is jobs. We've got to get more good-paying jobs in the 6th District. And a great example is the city of Lynn. The city of Lynn, I think, is on the cusp of a transformation. It's got so much potential. Up in Gloucester, we have a lot of work to do with fishing. Because there's clearly some much-needed regulatory reform so that the fishermen can fish and we can have a sustainable fishery, which at the end of the day is what not only the environmentalists want, but the fishermen as well. And down here in Washington, we've got to do something to take care of veterans' health care. I get my health care from the VA, and I see this every time I go in. We can do better, and that's something that is not just a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's an American issue, and it's a place where I think we can find common ground.
Well, Congressman, you know, you put your finger on the big challenge, I think, that a lot of people must be thinking about right now, and that is the kind of toxic paralysis that has existed in Washington for so long. You're a brand new congressman. You're a Democrat, obviously. You're joining a Republican. You'll be working with a Republican majority. How do you feel about the prospects of actually being able to get the people's work done in Washington?
I think it's going to be difficult. I've already reached out on a personal level to quite a few Republicans to start developing those relationships, to learning to trust each other so that we can work together professionally. Because at the end of the day, the way you get things done in Washington is to work together across the aisle.
Does it mean, I mean, let me ask you this. How is it different being in the minority party? How will it be different?
Well, I think it makes those cross-aisle relationships all the more important. We can't literally can't get anything done just as Democrats. We've got to find some Republicans who agree with us, so some places where we can find common ground.
Let me ask you about a priority for Republicans, and that is passing legislation to expedite the Keystone XL pipeline. President Obama has opposed this. A vote is expected on this. What's your position? How will you vote?
Well, let me just start by saying that I'm very concerned about the environment, and I think pulling the oil out of the tar sands in Canada is an ecological disaster. But the reality is that the Canadians are going to do it, and it would be better to send that oil to America than overseas to China. And I think the political reality of the situation is that the pipeline is eventually going to get approved. So what those of us who care about the environment ought to ensure is that it only gets approved with significant environmental progress, amendments that ensure environmental progress in other areas, such as ensuring long-term investment in renewable energy. You know, our country has subsidized fossil fuel use for decades, and we ought to provide that same sort of support for new, greener, more progressive types of energy production that will limit our dependency on oil from other countries. So that's the kind of compromise that I think we need, and that's what I'm going to work hard on getting done.
Seth Moulton, I'd love to ask you about a set of issues that I know are near and dear to you, and we heard about this during your campaign. You're a Marine Corps veteran. You served 4 tours in Iraq. So let me ask you about Afghanistan. Last week, NATO forces ended combat operations in Afghanistan, and all American troops are supposed to withdraw by the end of 2016. But in an interview with CBS 60 Minutes that aired on Sunday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said that the U.S. should reexamine its plans to withdraw. What's your reaction to that? What do you think about that?
You know, I disagreed with the Iraq War, and I was proud to go and serve so that no one had to go in my place. But I think it was clearly a mistake to invade. But one of the most important lessons that we ought to take away from Iraq is that you not only have to be careful about going in, you have to be careful about how you come out as well. We made tremendous progress during the surge, truly turning that war around. And yet, because of how things have fallen apart in the last few years, we've really squandered a lot of that progress. So we've got to be careful. And that means that I don't think we should necessarily set very hard deadlines in the sand, but we should work with the Afghans to be flexible as we go through the withdrawal to ensure long-term stability, to ensure that all the work, the lives, the money that we've put into Afghanistan doesn't go to waste.
So it sounds like you take to heart President Ashraf Ghani's concern about a relatively quick withdrawal at this point.
I think we've got to listen to his concerns. We've got to be a partner with the Afghans in ensuring that it's not just a question of American withdrawal. It's a question of handing things over in a responsible way. I mean, look, I think we didn't do enough of that in Iraq, and now we're talking about sending more troops back over there. We certainly don't want to repeat that mistake and have a situation in 4 or 5 years where we're talking about sending American troops back into Afghanistan after we pulled out.
Mm. Well, Seth Moulton, a new mission begins for you now. You're a congressman. I'm curious, what's the best piece of advice you've received as you prepare to start this first term as congressman?
I think certainly the piece of advice that I'm following the most is to listen, to be willing to ask questions and to learn from those around you and to learn from those in the district. At the end of the day, my job is to serve the people of the 6th District, and I'm going to listen to their concerns, to their needs, to their priorities. That'll be a huge part of my first few months in this job, just understanding exactly what we need to get done. And I'm learning how to be the best representative I can for the people of the 6th District.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world. That's Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton. Congressman Moulton, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to talking to you in the days ahead.
Thanks, Anthony.